Greetings, friendly viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our special episode today titled Food for Prostate Cancer Survival, we are featuring Food for Life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Bina and chef Sualua Tupelo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
To prevent and survive prostate cancer is to eat a low-fat, plant-based diet.
Today's recipes are perfect for fighting this disease, which strikes more and more men every year.
First up, our crisp and flavorful tomato, cucumber, and basil salad is a perfect complement to any meal.
Cooked tomatoes give our no-meat loaf the homestyle taste we all remember. There's more fiber and a lot less fat. Top it with our mushroom gravy.
And finally, we round out our plates with braised kale, a great source of calcium and phytonutrients. So let's get cooking on Food for Life. We're starting today with our tomato, cucumber, and basil salad. Tomatoes are especially good in helping to prevent and survive prostate cancer because they contain the phytonutrient lycopene.
Let's take a look at our ingredients. First, we're going to have the cucumbers, then the vine-ripened tomatoes, fresh basil, and a little balsamic vinegar. First, I like to take my tomatoes, and I have a tomato core here. So what I'll do with that, this just makes it a whole lot easier. How's that? And we'll just get rid of that. Then I'll take my tomatoes and cut them in half. Cut these in quarters. And then cut each quarter into three pieces. Okay? And we'll just put them in the bowl. I'll do that again. We're going to cut these in quarters. And then cut them in half again. One, two. Okay? That's it. Okay, so if you'll finish that, I'll move into our cucumbers. Several ways that I like to do cucumbers. So we'll take off the ends. Since this is a large cucumber, I'll cut this in half. We can either take a peeler and make lines going straight down, like this, alternating. So you have some of the cucumber flesh and some of the skin showing. And it looks really pretty when you cut it. Or you can use your fork and just make some lines, like this, using the tines of the fork. Okay, and then what I like to do here is I like to cut this in half. And then we'll just use half moons. And we'll just cut with our knife going straight down. Then we'll just add these to our salad. So I just take my basil here, and we're just going to stack this all up. And then we're going to do a chiffonade. Like I said earlier, don't be afraid of those fancy terms. It just means cut into ribbon. So we'll get it all bunched up here. Then we'll just roll it tightly. And then we'll just give it a chiffonade, okay? We'll give it a nice cut there. You see how nice it is. Nice ribbons here. We're going to add that to our bowl. I wish everyone could smell this. Oh, just a nice room full of the fragrance of sweet basil. Okay, so we'll put our basil in. Now we're going to put in some nice freshly milled pepper. Give it a couple grinds here. Okay, a little salt. Okay, thank you. And then we're going to put our balsamic vinegar. Okay. We'll drizzle some of that over. Okay, that looks about it. And then we'll just give it a nice mix. While it looks like it's finished, oh, I can smell that bold flavors from the balsamic vinegar, the nice subtle sweetness smell from the tomatoes, and I'm looking forward to tasting this crispiness of the cucumbers in the salad. And then the flavors of the fresh basil just comes right at you.
It looks like a very refreshing salad. Up next is our no meat loaf with a mushroom gravy.
We're putting a new spin to our no meat loaf, which is incredibly low on fat.
And one of our ingredients is this lycopene-rich tomato sauce. When tomatoes are cooked, it releases the lycopene from the plant cells, which makes it really absorbable to our bodies.
Well, let's go over our ingredients. We have a little soy sauce here. We have some breadcrumbs. When it comes to breadcrumbs, there's a lot of varieties out there. Whole wheat breadcrumbs. This is panko flakes. Potato breadcrumbs work good in this recipe as well. We have some onions. We have some gimeline. We also have some bell peppers, some mustard, some spices, some carrots, walnuts, quick oats, and a little celery. Should we put it together? Okay, first thing that I like to do is take our gimeline.
If you couldn't find this in the store, could you substitute something else? Would tempeh work?
Tempeh, that would work. Again, you have to chop it up finely and make sure that you take the bitterness by cooking it. You can also use bulgur wheat. That will work too for ground beef. Okay. So we'll take our ground beef style meat here and we'll crumble it up.
Yeah, this product is made from soy protein.
Okay. Could you add our breadcrumbs to this? And then we're going to put in
our... Do you want all of them?
Not all of them. That's a little bit more. That's good. All the onions. Then we'll add our bell peppers. Then we'll put our mustard there. We're using a stone ground mustard. Okay, put that in. All right. Okay.
What was this we just added?
Cumin.
Looks like we have some thyme.
Mm-hmm. Add our carrots. Then we'll add our ground walnuts there. Okay, not all of it, about half of that amount. That's good.
So this meatloaf is low in fat. We're not adding too many walnuts.
Uh-huh. All right, so the little celery. Okay. Then we're going to put our quick rolled oats. That's good, okay. All right, now we'll add our tomato sauce, and we'll just add about a cup of that right into the mix. A little bit more. That should do it, okay? Okay. And the breadcrumbs and the quick rolled oats will act as binding agents in here to bind it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's add some of our soy.
And this soy sauce is tamari, which not only adds a saltiness to your dishes, but also adds a lot of flavor.
Okay. And can you just give me a couple of grinds from our pepper mill there? Okay, that's good. Okay. Oh, yes. You can smell that nice smell of that pepper in there. Okay, so let's put it in our pan. Oh, this smells so good. One thing that you can do, Stephanie, on this is when I made this recipe last time is I added barbecue sauce and topped it with barbecue sauce. And the leftovers I put in the refrigerator and I sliced it and put it on my grill. Mm-hmm. So I had a nice barbecue meatloaf sandwich with it. So that really tasted good. Let's move this to the oven where I have one that's already done. So this normally takes about 45 minutes to 60 minutes to cook. So let's put it in. And I have one in our bottom oven, which is already done. Okay, there you go. So what I like to do from here is just loosen the sides of the meatloaf from the pan. I like to just flip it over onto our cutting board. So, and there you are. Let's cut this. Normally it's good to let this sit for about, I let it sit for about 10 minutes. How does that look?
Looks delicious.
Okay, look at that. Is that nice? Okay. And so what we'll do here is we'll take our nice mushroom sauce that we prepared earlier. And you can use your favorite mushroom sauce on this. And I've just used the basic white mushroom with a little vegetable broth in it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we're just going to put that right over our meatloaf.
When you made that gravy, did you add any herbs to it?
Yes, you can put a little thyme in it, and that's really great. Okay, and there you have it. No meat, meatloaf.
Coming up next, we are going to make braised kale, which is a perfect side dish to this no meatloaf. Is a cruciferous vegetable, which means it's loaded with phytonutrients that can help prevent and fight prostate cancer.
We're making braised kale today, and for this, I have a nice trio of a variety of kale here. We have our red kale, our dinosaur kale, and our green leaf kale. So, let's get this dish started. Okay. First thing I'm going to do is add a little vegetable stock. Then we'll be putting in our garlic. Okay. We'll add our garlic. Okay. Just a little bit more stock here. Okay. When they're baby kale like this particular one is, I don't mind using the stems because they're not that fibrous. So what we want to do here, they're not as tough as what I was trying to say here. Is cut them real thin, you see? Instead of having a big chunk of the stem in there, just cut them a little bit smaller. One thing that we don't want to do is let our garlic become brown when we're sauteing this, so we'll go ahead and add this to it. You see how those stems just... how they blend right in with it. So instead of throwing that extra fiber away, we'll just put it right in there, okay? Now we'll just add some of our larger pieces in there, and we'll take it from this bowl. Now kale, you have a lot in the pan, but it'll shrink down, so we'll just add this in there. Okay, we're gonna give it a little bit more vegetable stock. And we're going to add our soy. We'll adjust the heat, and then we'll let this cook for a few more. Well, let's check our kale here, see where we're coming. Oh, you see that? Let's get our tongs here so I can give it a nice toss. Oh, look at that color.
And how long is this going to take?
When they're nice and tender and small like this, it doesn't take that long. About 8 minutes. It's nice. I don't really want to cook them to where they're just completely all gone in all the nutrients, but I still want them to be tender. If you don't have any kale, collard greens are good. So I like to just add a little lemon juice to this.
I think sometimes adding some balsamic vinegar is a good thing.
Any one of those citrus acidy thing ingredients are really great in taking away that bitterness of the kale or the greens that we're using. Would you hand me that dish there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and put this in. Okay.
It looks great. So you see, you can eat your favorite comfort foods and still protect yourself from prostate cancer.
For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org, foodforlifetv.org, or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG